It's a big season, Mel, for Sheffield United, this, but the Wolves game is of particular interest, isn't it? Tell us what's going on, because there is a lot going on prior to the Wolves game, isn't there?
There is, Paul, yeah, obviously. You know, we're going to start celebrations 2 hours before the kick-off at 1:25. There will be a road show in the compound area of the main car park. We will have live on stage bands. We will have a quiz. We will have interaction with the fans, interaction with players, former players as they come into the ground. We're then looking to have around that area also a compound where you can buy celebration drinks, celebration food. You know, a lot of the day will be themed around the 1:25. We will then have further down the line and into the day, the Dinnington Colliery brass band are going to play for us. We are looking to, so we're starting to try to bring other parts of Sheffield and other parts of Yorkshire into the celebration. You know, it's, yes, it's the football club's 1:25 celebration, but we'd like to share that with the community as well at the same time. So we're bringing our community scheme into the celebrations to help extend out what we can offer to the fans on that day.
It is obviously important to celebrate a landmark like this, but as a club, what are you hoping that the legacy of an event like this will be for yourselves?
It's to show that we believe firmly in the community and in the fan base that the club has had for, you know, 125 years. I don't think we've got too many fans from day one to you know, however many days it is after 125 years. But it is to show that, you know, the lifeblood of the football club will always be the fan base. And it's to thank them for that, thank them for what they've done, thank them for the support that we've had in the past, and show that we are the right club to support in the future. You know, Sheffield has two clubs. We're Sheffield's red and white, and that's what we want to portray. The fact that we are proud of our history, proud of our heritage, but also we're looking forward to the future and see what that will bring.
You will obviously be looking for new fans, won't you?
Always looking for new fans. The football on the pitch at the moment will help that. You know, it's like everybody who picks their team for the first time. There's a reason for it. It's either an uncle has taken them to a game, or they've watched the game on telly, or there's been a result that sparked an interest. There's the colours of the jersey. You know, we're talking about jerseys. We're going to bring out a commemorative 1:25 jersey.
Well, that's the big thing for me that stands out. Obviously, what you've got going on is great, but the fans will really see these shirts and want a piece of that. Are there only going to be a certain number made, though, of these commemorative shirts?
There's an initial run of 1,500.
Right.
So we'll see on... Obviously, we think demand will exceed that, but we are doing a limited run of 1,500 first, and we will then see what other merchandise products we can bring into the range throughout the 12-month period. It's a year of celebration rather than just noting it on the day and then letting it fall away. We will, throughout the year, bring on other things. There is a commemorative photo book coming out for the 1:25 year. We will have a prestigious pre-season friendly against a top club yet to be announced, and we will then have a dinner of up to 1,000 guests at Ponds Forge to help celebrate the date of the first football game that was played, which is in September.
What does the Prince make of it all? Because obviously he's still getting to grips with the history and the tradition of Sheffield United. I know he's kind of genned up as much as he can, but obviously living where he lives, this will be quite new for him and interesting for him, I would have thought.
The Prince is a big sports fan. And what he's looked at, this is the first football club that he's, the first soccer club that he's really looked at. He is, as you said, very genned up. He's very aware of what's going on all the time. His advisor, Jim Phipps, which I'm sure the fans know who Jim is, keeps him informed and is the link between myself and the Prince on a daily basis. The Prince is very aware of what's going on around the football club, and he's very excited about what he's currently invested in and in the future.
Tell us about you, because you're new to your role, aren't you? You're not new to football, but you're new to this role at Sheffield United. What's your background and what is your job? What does an MD in football do these days?
Very quickly, my background is I've done 19 years in football. I've worked across all divisions. I've worked for a number of clubs, a number of different ownership structures. What an MD does for the football club, I suppose he is the person who internally is the one person that you want that all staff should actually be in contact with at all times. You know, if there is anything going on around the football club, there has to be a pinnacle at some point. There has to be a focus point, you know, somewhere where staff can go to. And I feel that that's my job. Externally, I am one of the public faces of the football club. My main aim is to obviously get this football club with you know, and to help Nigel get this football club out of this division, become a very stable Championship club, and then look to see what we can do thereafter.
Do you have any dealings with transfers?
I do all the transfers.
You do all the transfers?
Yeah, but again, the transfers are negotiated by me, but all the targets, all the players, everyone who's being scouted is all done by Nigel and his staff.
Because it raises the question over a number of players you've got at the moment who fans are wanting to see back next season. Brayford is a big one. I think Brayford's been terrific since coming in.
I think John's been outstanding.
What do you think the prospects are of getting him back next season?
It's a discussion, and it's an earnest discussion to be had with Cardiff at some point. I think John would put his hand up and say yes, he'd love to come back here, but he's also contractually a Cardiff City footballer at the moment. It will be within it's on our radar to actually have that conversation with Cardiff, you know, in the not too distant future. But what John has done is John has alerted a lot of other football clubs to the fact that he's out there and he's still a very, very good footballer.
And Cody is another one.
We've just extended Cody until the end of the season. He, as the fans the other night at Colchester, noted that it was his birthday. And so we extended him on now a normal contract rather than a youth contract. We will also be having those conversations with Liverpool along the lines of similar conversations that we're going to have with Cardiff.
Are you close to doing anything at the moment before the deadline goes?
We're looking to strengthen the squad in the next day or two.
That suggests you're close to doing something then.
That's right, Paul.
Kieran Freeman was the chap at Derby. Is he on your radar? Maybe, if not for now, later on.
Nigel's known Kieran Freeman for a long time. He signed him from Nottingham Forest when he was at Derby. He's aware of Kieran. Kieran has been discussed within the football club.
But he's not about to join.
We know Kieran. We know lots of other players that we're looking at. You know, what I wouldn't want to do, Paul, is kind of talk about players who might be coming on if it doesn't happen at the last minute.
To be fair, I mean, Nigel said he was looking for a striker and then kind of added the caveat of he might need a defender because of, you know, Harry being on nine yellows and you've had a few injuries at the...
Well, you look at Harry on nine yellows. I mean, thankfully now he's going to be fine for Sunday's game.
Yeah.
We've also got John Brayford, was injured recently. We're not quite sure how long it's going to take for John to come back, so... Do we need to strengthen that area? We certainly do. Do we need to strengthen up front? It's discussions that myself and Nigel are having on a daily basis.
But you've got to be happy with what you've got, I suppose.
Delighted.
At this point.
Delighted. I think if fans looked at this where we were after the Crewe defeat, it would have been unheard of if somebody had said to them, we will be in this position, 8 points off playoffs, still a game in hand on certain clubs and two games in hand on others. And a possibility of reaching the playoffs this year.
And you've got this FA Cup game on Sunday, which is just going to be phenomenal, isn't it? I mean, the occasion is going to be terrific. I think there was 16,000 at the Lane the other night, and you'll probably double that this weekend, won't you?
We will be very close to where crowd segregation will restrict some of that. We've worked very closely with the authorities to maximise the number of fans that we can get in, both Sheffield United fans and Charlton fans. I think we are looking at a 29-plus attendance, which is it's very high for Sheffield United in recent years, and we will probably have the highest away attendance for 8 to 10 years at the Lane on Sunday.
And how do you rate your chances of getting to Wembley? And I suppose the other question is, financially, what's it worth?
Our chances are as good as Charlton's.
Very diplomatic.
We're only one game away. As all the fans, it's all very exciting. We're trying to keep our feet very firmly on the ground at the stadium at the moment and at the club at the moment. Financially, it is it's very rewarding. It's one where it would never have been budgeted for, but we will take it if it comes.